Yeah, I'm alive. We found what happened.
We call this regular board meeting of the Board of Trustees of Canutio ISD. It is April 22nd, 2014, and it is 6:05. We call the meeting to order. Ms. Gomez.
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
She's running a little late.
Mr. Medina?
Present.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searle?
Here.
C, Pledge of Allegiance.
If we can have all our young students, our young people come up here and help us lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please, everybody. All our young students are students.
Well, I said young, I was going to go up there. When you said students, I'm going to start at a staple.
I had to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Mr. Coronado and Mr. Medina.
Yes, Madam Chair, I will do the mission statement. The Canutio ISD mission statement is to provide high-quality educational opportunities that will inspire all students to acquire and use the knowledge and skills needed to become leaders and productive citizens in a culturally diverse and technologically sophisticated world.
The Canutio vision statement is to become a premier school district with nationally ranked biliterate graduates that will be able to create, collaborate, communicate, critically think, and apply the knowledge and skills to be successful in post-secondary and the workforce, and more importantly, in life.
Thank you. Mr. Reyes, please.
Well, it's a wonderful time to be a Canutio ISD student, employee, and resident. More and more, people are learning about the wonderful things happening in our schools, and the work that is happening inside our buildings is being recognized as an example to follow. Our students are performing at unprecedented levels in areas that range from academics to fine arts and from athletics to ag sciences. I'm very happy tonight to bring to you these stories. Could you please join me on the steps to begin our program?
Thank you.
In a world where computers and smartphones have turned regular English words into LOL and BRBs, it's now comforting to know that our students still care to learn language and spelling. And success for the six students we are about to recognize is spelled like this, C-A-N-U-T-I-L-L-O. Canutillo was well represented at the 70th annual El Paso Times Spelling Bee, where representatives from each of our elementary schools as well as middle school competed for a chance to represent El Paso in the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. Each one of these students won the respective campus spelling bee, and we celebrate them today as champions. Please help me welcome the CISD Spelling Bee winners. Iris Cadena from Canutillo Elementary School. Eliezer Aguilar from Children's Elementary School. Julian Morales Gonzalez from Damian Elementary School. David Hernandez from Davenport Elementary School. Haley Wetton from Garcia Elementary School. And Carlos Peru from Alderete Middle School. We're going to take a group photo, first with the board and the students, and then principals if you're here. Could the principals of these students please come up?
About 50 years ago, it was 27.
students, and we hope to see them again next year in the El Paso Times and hopefully on TV at the National Spelling Bee. Few things are more inspiring than the story of why a teacher chose her or his vocation. Truly, the job of teachers is a labor of love. And in Canutillo, we are fortunate to have some of the most inspiring, most deserving educators in the country. We were privy to 9 extraordinary stories from 9 extraordinary teachers who were selected as their campus teacher of the year. Please help me welcome them with the warmest of welcomes. From Davenport Elementary, Bernadette Barefoot. Canutillo Elementary School, Francisco González. From García Elementary School, Veronica Sanchez. From Damian Elementary School, Heather Atherton. From Children's Elementary School, Jose Medel. From Canutillo Middle School, Vanessa Mendoza. From Alderete Middle School, Raquel González. From Canutillo High School, Austin Campbell. Congratulations. And from Northwest Early College, Astrid Cabrera. You want to take a picture? One, two, three. Okay. time here tonight, but late this spring, we will announce the winner of the Elementary and Secondary Teacher of the Year for the entire school district. Those two individuals will represent CISD in the Region 19 Teacher of the Year, and we are certain that they'll do a great job of representing all of us there. And while teachers are the heart of the classroom, it takes a team to educate the child. We know this in Canutillo, and that's why we're proud this year to have established a new awards program that recognizes those employees who do a great job of supporting instruction, but who are not certified teachers. These are the bus drivers, custodians, office assistants, teacher aides, and cafeteria workers who day after day make sure our students have the access to the best available education that we can give. We salute our hourly employees and celebrate 10 individuals tonight who were chosen by their peers as having gone above and beyond in an effort to provide quality services to our customers, the children of our community. These are 10 Campus and Central Office Auxiliary Employee of the Year. From Damian Elementary School, Patricia Rivera. From Garcia Elementary School, Teresa Barraza. From Children's Elementary School, Sabrina Morris. Canutillo Elementary School, Gloria Guerrero. From Davenport Elementary School, Veronica Martinez. From the Central Office Administration, Maria Cortez. From Campio Middle School, Elena Olivera. Alderete Middle School, Jorge Valenzuela. From Northwest Early College, Marina Cifuentes. Marina did not she's in school. She's enrolled in school, so she has class. So we wish her well. And from Cantillo High School, Patsy Cereceres. Employees that make our students' lives better, and one person will be named the Employee of the Year for the entire district later this spring. Their portrait will hang in central office on the Wall of Honor, along with portraits of the Teachers of the Year and high school valedictorians and salutatorians as a way to honor the best of the best in Canutillo. Board President and Canada members of the board, Dr. Galavizas concludes tonight's presentation.
We certainly have enough space in the high school, but I can still attend them. We should put the pictures.
We got to do it.
Like the last 10 years. Whatever fits, and maybe.
There is?
Huh?
My mom.
What? So you were a spelling bee champ, too?
I was a spelling bee champ.
All right. From.
From
CES? Well, you should have taken a picture with the...
I didn't know what you were taking.
That's what I was taking her. And mine was exactly, let me see, 70, what are we?
Third grade.
40 years ago.
I was
in fifth grade. I was in fifth grade. So mine was 73. No, mine was 70. What about that? 78, so it would have been.
9 years from
that. I was a fifth grader, so 71. 71.
It was a big deal because I beat the third grader, beat the fourth grader, fifth grader, and sixth grader.
I went to the fifth round. I lost on promissory. Can you believe that?
I was telling in the future, huh?
I'm nervous. I'm like,
thank you.
You and I should have taken a picture with the girl. Is she still here? Iris? So it's been 40 years.
43 years.
Ms. Sonia?
Item 3, open forum.
Do we have anybody signed up for open forum?
Yes, ma'am. Yeni Ontiveros, Bell Chambers Elementary President.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I just wanted to take a quick second to introduce myself. My name is Yeni Ontiveros, and I'm happy to meet you all. I'm grateful for the opportunity that you and Dr. Galaviz bestowed upon me, and I am very elated to become part of Canutillo Independent School District, so I thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. Welcome.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Rachel.
Anybody
else?
Next agenda item, please.
Item 4, Board of Trustee Business. A, overview of policy instruction personnel student services committee meeting.
I'll be happy to give that report.
Thank you.
The meeting was held April 14th. It started at 6:18. I'll run through it very briefly because Ms. Gonzalez runs a tight ship. We were out there by 8:19. But anyway, one of the items was to discussion and possible formulation of recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding the district's official symbols, school colors. And all of us sitting at this table know how much this affects our community because people are very passionate about our school colors. After much deliberation regarding whether it was the royal blue or the Columbia blue and whether the committee should recommend, the committee recommended that this item be taken to the full board at the next regular meeting, and I believe it's on the agenda tonight. The next item was discussion and possible formulation of a recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding policy CFC logo. Ms. Gonzalez presented this item to the committee. It was suggested by Ms. Gonzalez that the policy be amended to include the language in the policy that authorizes the district school board to conduct the employee performance review of the executive director of internal audit along with the with input from the superintendent. This was also suggested that the committee suggested that the internal audit function be a direct report to the Board of Trustees. The committee recommended that this item also be taken to the full board, and I believe it's on the agenda. Discussion and possible formulation of recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding administrative / professional contracts. This was regarding I believe it affected three executive directors, directors in the superintendent's cabinet. The committee recommended that this item also be taken to the full board. Discussion and possible formulation of the recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding the hourly employee of the year award recognition. Obviously, it's being done. The committee recommended that this item also be taken to the full board at the next regular board meeting. This would be a one-time payment of $250 to the outstanding hourly employee of the year, which is, I think, a wonderful thing. Discussion and possible formulation of the recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding the district needs assessment. This was an item that there was much deliberation. Mr. Rodriguez asked the committee to consider a 2.5% pay raise for all district employees with a 3% pay raise for auxiliary staff for the approaching year. The committee recommended this item be taken to the full board for approval. Discussion and possible formulation of recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding the 2014-15 graduation plan. Mr. Basurto presented a PowerPoint slide show to the committee that reflected changes in the CISD graduation plan as outlined in House Bill 5. His presentation consisted of the following: the CISD mission vision statement, performance acknowledgement, dual credit, bilingualism, and biliteracy. College Board PSAT, ACT, SAT plan endorsement. The committee also recommended that these items be taken to the full board at the next regular board meeting. Discussion and possible formulation of recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding the recommendation for approval of a contract with the National Math and Science Initiative utilizing Title I Part A, Title II Part A funds. The committee recommended that these items be taken to the full board at the next regular board meeting. The following items, item 3 and item 4, which dealt with approving a contract with Marziano Research Laboratory for staff development and Solution Tree for staff development. No action was taken on these items. Item D, discussion and formulation of recommendation to the Board of Trustees regarding the CISD slogan, which Mr. Rodriguez had brought before the committee. The committee recommended that these items also be taken to the full board at the next regular board meeting. There was no committee, no community input, and the meeting was adjourned at 8:19.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Audit Facilities Planning Committee meeting of April 16, 2014.
Thank you. We had a really robust committee meeting, and Mr. Coronado was not present. We missed him very much.
I was a little late, and came down with a bad case of being sick. I don't know what came over me that night, but.
We did our finance part of the committee meeting, and we were looking at the warrant list and the district financials. And as you can see before you, Ms. Aguirre has provided us with the answers from the warrant list, and I thank her for that. Those will be on tonight's regular meeting. We then heard from Mr. Rodriguez on the compliance calendar and the hotline update. For informational only. That took us to our bond update, and we have been given a new, more detailed larger print, which was really nice, bond project report. The new format was really nice, but the board member or the committee members had some additional things they'd like to see added to it. There were some issues with an easement that came up with under that part, and I think we've had Mr. Rodriguez research that since time and come up with some answers for us. We moved on to the barn project, which was postponed. It'll be back for review in May. We recommended to the school board, the entire board, that we will adopt the Davis Bacon wage rate for employees. We discussed at the high school the geothermal contract administration and commission services, which we also will recommend, the committee recommended, to take to the full board. The AMS bond project sidewalk addition is not what it sounds like. Actually, what is asking for here is it to be canceled, and the committee agreed with that, that yes, indeed, it should be canceled, and that will be heard tonight as well. The marquee rezoning, I think pretty much nothing was settled, and we asked for administration to return to us with some other avenues we could look at to possibly get what we're desiring, to have a bigger, more visible marquee at the high school. So they'll be forthcoming. Then we went to our purchasing, and essentially, I think everything that was brought to us, the committee recommended to be brought to the full board for approval, which were 9 items, and they'll be on the consent agenda tonight for your looking at and your deciding. And that was it. We were out by 8:39. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions? Item C, discussion and possible action regarding Pendleton Independent School District regular board meeting dates.
Just real quick, I had requested this about 2 months ago. So what we were able to provide, and thanks to administration, provided the other board meetings that are actually happening. If you look at the third week, of course, it's pretty much full. And so what I would like to recommend is that we look at the second week, whether it be the Tuesday or the Thursday. I think we could have that type of discussion and then see what the board wants to give direction. I would prefer the second Thursday.
Madam Chair, Mr. Rodriguez, would you give us a rationale for making this move or making the suggestion?
The discussion we had on the last meeting was, now that we're starting the public advocacy campaign as well as our legislative agenda, that we're going to need one of the district representatives from the board to actually attend the other board meetings, so that way it's CEO region approving both the legislative agenda and the public advocacy campaign, and it being, you know, our board meetings on the third Tuesday would that would have conflicts with several of the board meetings that we would need to jump on with us, so that way it's a bigger question about the public advocacy, legislative agenda, and any other type of resolutions that we would need other districts to follow, so that way we could be more unified in our message to our state legislators.
Question? Mr. Rodriguez, you have a... So you're recommending the second Thursday? And I think the administration, at the last time that they came with us, they wanted the fourth Tuesday. Is that correct, Dr. Bellows?
Third Thursday.
You also wanted the Thursday?
Yes.
And I think that kind of conflicts with one of our current board members. She's on the...
Yeah, I can't do Thursdays.
Yeah.
On the second Thursday?
Thursdays.
It's second Thursday.
I just want to know what you came up with that, so I was confused.
It might be the third, but it's a Thursday. I'm right now blank for it.
Let me go on to the CAD.
Yeah, too.
I think
it's the third because it's after. Did you meet last Thursday? You met this past Thursday? No, that was the previous Thursday.
Yeah.
Can you explain again the purpose of spacing out and not having it on the same time? It looks like we have the same time as EPISD, and that's really the only school district that we overlap.
And Socorro.
Socorro.
And
there you go.
The other one, we're going to start the public advocacy campaign. Once that started, we're going to need a district representative from the board. Going to each other district to have them jump on board as well as our legislative agenda. I know there was issues, the discussion we had was Wednesday, and so that's why I stayed third away from the Wednesday and looking at the Tuesday and Thursday. But
looks like Wednesday's really for Neo,
yeah.
Anthony, and Favens.
Could we do the third Wednesday?
Mr. Rodriguez, and you expect the whole board to attend these meetings?
No, it would be either the board president or the
representative.
Yeah.
And how often are these?
Well, if there's a resolution passed within the month, we're going to have to advocate on the others.
And then you see, this is all of them in Region 19. Who in reality are we going to kind of, I see EPISD, I see Socorro, Isleta, ourselves. Do you see Clint ISD being a concern? I just don't see Dell, Fort Hancock.
No, Fort Hancock and Dell City are probably not, but if you look at the major ones, I think Clint is important. They've been reaching out to, okay, how do we work together? And so,
Favens would have
an overlap. It's like the third week is completely full in the whole region. I think you got to consider either a second or the fourth. Because the others, there's no way. We'll leave somebody out.
The second week, we're not going to be able to get all the financial stuff.
That's a concern. Yeah.
So the second week, that's why we moved to the third week,
right,
if you'll remember. And I hate to put a kink in it, but is there any other way, because you know we're all totally behind advocacy, we're totally behind the thought of this, is there any other way to accomplish the mission without changing every, because we're kind of on a really good pattern here where everybody seems to be in line with, you know, the two committee meetings, second week, the real meeting, third week. Is there any other way that you can think of that it could work?
Discussion.
Fourth Tuesday. Nobody.
Second Thursday. If we do change, you still have Socorro and EPISD on the same Tuesday.
Yeah.
Do they see them? Do you?
No, it would be, you would go to Socorro 1 week and then the following meeting you could go to.
So it'd be months spaced out.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't you do that now? I mean, right now you have
to. Because we would have our board meeting on that day, so how are we going to go and communicate with them? And so that's the key.
Madam Chair, this is going to be for how long?
Once we start with the public advocacy campaign, that's one. We need to work on our legislative agenda. That's going to be another, you know, have everybody jump on board. And then if there's any resolutions, it's going to be from here on out.
But with respect to, I'm talking about just the advocacy. I'm talking about the legislative agenda. We ought to be able to take care of having maybe Far West do more like 3 meetings a year, and that way everybody is over there discussing the legislative agenda issues.
That would be
preferable than to us going to every meeting.
We're going to do that this Thursday. So
where we could address, and you're the vice president of Far West, could we not ask Far West, like,
well,
Sergio said, have more meetings.
Like the fourth week?
We're going to schedule that too, but you need every board to actually pass the legislative agenda within each board. And so you're going to have to ask for each, like we're going to vote on it like we did on the public advocacy campaign, and we need the other ones. And so
Who's coordinating? Is the Far West coordinating that?
Well, there's like no coordination for Far West. That's what I learned. And so it's going to have to be whoever's the president of Far West or the vice president. And so that's another area, but it's going to have to be, Thursday we'll find out who becomes the president. And so that's another issue. Yeah. And do you get what I'm saying? I mean, I'm hoping that I'm going to look at running for that, but then I'm going to have to be missing our board meetings to go to others if I was the Far West representative. And so that's where the key is.
Okay, so could we not send Mr. Leon?
This is our governmental relations.
As our governmental relations person, and you follow up as needed?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to go. I think what Mr. Rodriguez is saying is that, you know, in order for a stronger push for our interests, you know, it helped to have a representative of the board, an elected member, present to express it. And, you know, in my work through City Council, it does help to be present at each of these board meetings in case any members have questions.
Madam Chair.
And Armando, you're the one who wants to vote on these?
Well, I'm more than likely going to look at running for president of Far West. And so that's going to be...
I was going to nominate.
Yeah. And so if that happens, then I'm going to be representing Far West, and if somebody on the board wants to go with me too, then we could do that, but it's going to be...
So could we postpone this until our next... We meet again on the 29th for a budget meeting. Could we postpone this until the 29th and see what happens on Thursday?
Yeah.
That'd be okay?
And we could... Also, if we could look at CAD meetings and any other type of conflicts. And if any board member would want to call if there's a certain conflict, you know, whatever it may be, that way we could be prepared just to
Help us on the next
meeting.
No. I'm okay with it.
I wonder if it's possible, especially with Socorro and El Paso, to request that they look into modifying their board in pursuit of
the
I'm pretty sure they're going to.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen, all we have to do is ask. The worst they can say is no. Right?
I mean, we I'll bet on that one.
You bet on that one? You're in the record here, sir.
But we could just put it on the next meeting.
Okay. You want to postpone this one?
Yeah.
Fine. Consent agenda.
Just Madam Chair, before we go to the consent agenda, is there a way to break for 10 minutes? You know, surprise all the front.
Sure. I'm okay.
It is.
Do
y'all have to?
Yes. Is there, I don't know if anybody's out in the audience waiting for a consent agenda item.
Is anybody waiting for the consent agenda?
Anybody in the audience waiting to hear a resolution on the consent agenda?
No.
No? Then I'm okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Huh?
The housewives of Atlanta are going to take a picture
with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now the flights are cheap. He's telling, it's 4:44 for 2 days.
Yeah, you want to go over there.
Yeah.
See, but the caron. He's there every single day, and the third week is taken, and so is this the third? The third and the fourth? No, the third? Every day is taken.
That's fine, but which day? We can't do it on the second week.
Well, let's bring him out.
Fourth Tuesday.
Mr. Blanco.
And then people listen to what the people call them, and once you got going, that happens. Why are you class of what?
88?
Or, no, that's like a younger one like we young.
She's kind of mustache.
Right there, he looks like.
How about we give each of you next month a certificate up there? We get that one mentioned every month.
And Friday.
We're not going to put them
together. I'll put it together.
It's 8 hours, because you can do 80 on that road. I think you might even get to 85.
I don't know if I want to go 85 in a bus that
time. I don't know if they can go
85. I'm just saying.
Hey, Martha.
Wow.
Doing anything wrong?
Nice. Why did we have this blue in the bus?
I'm starting.
Lori, thank you.
That's funny. Oh my goodness.
Is that great? It's good that we have something. A lot. The engine's a lot newer.
No, the issue is going to be like
maintenance.
No,
that's instead of
no, it should be the district. It should be the district. I know, but we need to.
I mean, it's not our call, but.
He's not our company, but we should tell him that it's not going to be the football team.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Item 5, Consent Agenda. Administration recommends approval of the consent agenda as presented.
Do we have anyone that wants to pull items?
I would like to pull item I.
And I would like to pull item C.
I'd like to pull item F. That's we'll give you one. D.
And
I said F.
I'm fine. That's the one I wanted to pull. So.
Anybody else?
Your one.
Nothing?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Does anybody want
to
make a motion?
I'll move to approve the consent agenda with the exception of the items pulled by the board.
I see.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Sonia.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Sermos?
Yes. Motion passes. Now, Ms. Patsy, you want to go first?
I believe this item needs to go into executive session.
Awesome. Then we'll take the other two items first?
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I think we can
just
take this item.
To the end.
Right. We can take this item in when we go into the other items for
executive session.
Ms. Lori?
Yes. I had some questions on these budget amendments. The first thing I'd like to ask is, we see these budget amendments at the board meeting, yet I feel like we should be seeing these at the Facilities and Finance Committee meeting. Okay. Could we see that from here on?
Yes.
So that, you know, if there's any questions, if there's any issues,
we address them
there. Sure. I think it would be much better. So the fourth budget amendment that I see here, BJ289161. It's a real easy question. You don't even have to look it up that much. It addresses transportation charges for Northwest Early College High School. Where are they going?
Let me see that. I don't know. I can research the information and provide it to you with a Thursday packet.
Sure, that would be
Is
fine.
That okay? Yeah.
And I've got another one to ask. You know, I ask this only for one reason, Dr. Galavis, because probably I'll just be real honest, because of El Paso. This one is for Marzana and to reallocate funds to go to their conference, which I'm good with. I've read the backup that you've given us. You went to the conference. My concern is I keep seeing Marzana for everything. Would this be considered sole source for training for... I see it in our warrant list. We had a huge amount of people going to Marzana training. And then at the committee meeting, we wanted Marzano and Solution Tree. And now we've got Marzano again. My only question is, you know, are we treading where we should be treading? We're not blocking others.
No. Yes. Do you want to discuss the high reliability organization?
I wouldn't be doing our duty as board members if I didn't ask this. Thank you.
Well, I think the travel that I think you're referring to, Ms. Earls, is the one where for the PLC summit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was not Marzano. That was Rick DeFore.
It's through
Solution.
Marzano.
Yeah, and Solution Tree was sponsoring that. But I don't think that one.
In June, there is a Marzano training.
Yeah.
And
okay.
We have a couple of campus personnel that will be in attendance, and
this particular campus needed additional funds to actually make the travel. It is, I believe, in Orlando.
It's the upcoming. This is upcoming.
Okay.
There was one in Phoenix that everyone went to that was on the watch list for this month,
yes,
and that was the PLC. But what I'm saying is we're seeing this name, and I understand consistency. I totally understand, you know, let's keep the thread together. I just want to make sure, Steve, that we're okay doing this.
I don't know enough about whether this was bid out or not. I did talk to Mr. Basurto about Marzano and Solution Tree, the fact that they are technically separate corporations, although it appears that they may share one or more similar officers. How they structure that, I don't know. We can certainly ask them to tell us. And then I also don't know if these are actually bid for services.
I think it's just staff development.
Staff development.
Professional development. But we've gone...
You can bid for them, and you don't have to just go back to the same providers.
Well, I think they want to.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that, but with some rationalization as to why you're using the same provider over and over. I mean, if they are the only people that provide that service, then it would be a sole source type of selection. But it's not a bid for selection, so it's not technically the same. If you want to see if there are other vendors, you'd have to invite a solicitation.
But we're okay going forward with using these people for pretty large amounts of money.
What's the total amount?
I don't know. I asked for it and didn't get it.
The travel for Marzano, the upcoming travel is in June. I believe what's going to be presented for approval is for next fiscal year beginning July 1. And I believe that we are still within our below the
$50,000?
Yes.
So
it's,
could we see that for sure? You know, I don't have a problem approving this tonight, but could we see, I'd ask for on the warrant list, could we see the total of what we've spent with Marzano to date?
The request was for Solution Tree, and we did provide that.
No, it was for Marzano for that PLC training.
That was Solution Tree.
Okay.
The PLC training is through Solution Tree.
Okay. Which would then make them two different companies and it wouldn't even apply?
They are two different companies,
okay,
technically and legally, but it looks like, based on paperwork that they have submitted, that they share officers. That's not uncommon. There's nothing wrong with that legally. But if you want to ask, like, suggest, pick up the phone and call them and say, who owns which company? I want to ask. Have them tell you.
From what I read, the backup thinking is very in-depth, was that one company provides the training, and another company provides sort of the administrative portion of it.
Correct.
And they're sort of tied at the hip because of how they're structured.
Right.
So, I think that other administrative company actually does it for other companies as well, not just for Marzano, which is the Solution Tree.
Yeah, so Solution Tree, the way, this is the first time I really worked through Solution Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my understanding and speaking, because after that concern, that was a very good concern, so I had to go back to research, and that's why I put it on that report.
And your answer was excellent. Thank
so
you.
What I determined it to be was, in working with our legal counsel, was that Solution Tree pretty much is like, has whatever professional development sources you may need, say it's assessments, it's a plethora of whatever, Solution Tree will contact you with certain presenters across the country. Some of them are the most highest reputable presenters in the country, such as Richard Ford, who's the father of PLCs. PLCs is something separate. Marzano does more of the construction framework, and PLCs is something different. So, for example, when I first encountered Sushi, my request was, hey, we need training for helping our curriculum writers on assessments. That was the first thought. I go, who do you know across the country that would be good presenters to help build our capacity and learning how to write effective assessments? So when we come in during curriculum writing, help our teachers who are working on that to get better at that so we can build better assessments for future years. That was one idea. The second thing was, we also know that we need to have a very effective PLC structure here at our district. You know, we talk about PLCs, but what does that really mean? And it's all over the place. And so we need to have a very systemic and comprehensive, so that's just kind of PLC, so everybody understands it. So my thought when I'm approaching them, I think, can you find some effective presenters for PLC to train our leadership? On the other side, you've got Marzano, which is our instructional framework. I don't know if you recall, a couple of months back, I presented to you all with the big basis of what that is. And it's very robust, and it's going to take many years to implement. That is just the actual teaching piece. The PLC and the assessments are some of the other things that we improve upon in our practices. So it's like different components. And so they're not necessarily, although they're interrelated, but Marzano only deals in certain areas. He's mostly a researcher in that instructional framework, and you've got like somebody like Rick DeFord, who everybody knows, he's the father of PLCs, and he would provide that kind of leadership in that area. And so what Solution Tree does is, when you go to them, you say, I need help in this, this, and this, they contact you and connect you with presenters.
I understand.
So that's what I kind of took from it.
I guess my problem is not with what you're doing with it. I think this is getting out of chance. It's just with the legal ramifications and Steve, with the amount of money we're spending with this company. Okay. And is that, are we within guidelines?
Well, we're within our guidelines this fiscal year.
Yes.
And so what we can do is determine, are we going to do additional travel training related to Marzano for the next school year? We can contact our campus administrators and see if they have that planned within their improvement plans. That way we can add the cost of the, if approved, what Mr. Basurto is presenting tonight, and then do a calculation to determine whether or not we're going to hit that or get near that threshold.
Yes.
If that's the case, then we will go out for bid.
Thank you.
As needed.
I just want to make sure we're doing
right
what we need to be doing and following the law.
Madam Chair,
Mr. Rodriguez.
I think another thing that I would like to see maybe at one of the, whether it's a workshop or a board meeting, if we could have the full board, because my understanding of not only Marzano is also the research component. We've been taking a proactive stance when it comes to testing and how the high stakes testing is really the problem. And what we're trying to find out is a different solution with people that are going to provide that research capabilities as well as the instructional framework to provide a systemic solution to move our district forward. And so that's my understanding of Marzano, and that's the discussions that has been presented to us. So I think it's critical for us to all be educated.
I agree.
Because if that's going to be the person we're going to use when it comes to research and looking at the instructional framework of, hey, so that way, because this is what we need to do, is really the how with high stakes testing, you know, pretty much. We've said that as a board.
Yes,
let's find a way that we're going to find the educational attainment that our kids need and deserve, and find a way that we can measure it to show others, look, this is what research is providing, and this is the way we need to educate our kids, so that way we could become a model. And so I think it's critical for all board members to understand whichever research whoever we're going to use, this is the long-term goals that we're going to have to look at, so that way we're all on board on this.
It's just, I think, yes, we can definitely do that.
Our annual wheel is that next month we should be seeing our district action plan, which is coupled with staff development, which is coupled with our budget and professional development.
Fact,
so maybe it'll be the timing is perfect to present that and how it fulfills what.
Because I want to see results. And I want to see results that are in the best interest of kids.
Yeah.
And so what we need to do is really get educated on where we're going to take our district. You know, we've taken a proactive stance on high stakes testing. We will continue to fight that. But we need to find the best way to make sure that our kids get the best educational attainment, whatever level they get in, and whatever level they're leaving when it comes to our district. And that's what we need to prove to show that we're about kids, we're not about.
Well, I would like, if, Madam Chair, if Ms. Aguirre could please give us the financials on how much we've spent to date this year, what we're expecting to spend next year, make sure we're within the guidelines, and then hopefully in May we'll see how it all ties together and fits into our budget.
We created a graphic. How it's all connected.
Good.
Because part of getting better is a process. Part of getting better is the professional development of teachers. And And our goal, what we did is, Mr. Russell already has laid out a professional development calendar, so we'll be ready to present that in May to the instructional policy, Ms. Gonzalez's committee, and share it with the
committee. And we're working on that framework, and it's still a work in progress. I don't want you to think it's done, because we're getting feedback from principals. I'm going to share it with them. But what we try to do, and you know, and Mr. Rodriguez, you had a good point. I think we just need to get all on the same page of what it means, right? And I'm beginning to see that. So I'm thinking in my mind, how can I help do that? And one of the things that we're creating is a graph that pretty much puts all our components of what we're doing and how they're interconnected to each other. What does that mean? Because too often, what happens is we do too many things, and then people see them as independent things of themselves. When really, those things go hand in hand.
Yes.
And so that needs to be all put together. Like, for example, how does OHI impact? How is that working? You know, we're doing the instructional framework model, the coaching. All those things have to be working together in some graph to make sense of it. And I think that would help clarify some issues. But we're working on that right now as we speak. We hope to have it done by June.
And the only reason I ask you this is because we are tasked by law as board members to monitor expenditures. And I just want to make sure that we've done our, you know, our called upon duty.
Yes, ma'am.
So I thank you. It has nothing to do with the program or what you're doing.
But I'm beginning to see that I make coherence and understanding of what that all that means.
Thank you.
It's critical. And just if I might, or... Yeah. Just if I might add, I agree. And so I think it's best that we're all, not just short-term, but long-term, who are we going to actually use to guide us in the right direction? We need to look at, 1-2 years, but how is that going to affect? And then how are we going to evaluate the instructional model to make sure that it's providing the results that we need for kids? So,
that's the instructional rounds piece, but yes, it's all, yes.
So I think we could just maybe have a workshop.
Absolutely.
We have a budget workshop. Maybe we should do a curriculum workshop.
Sounds like
that's
idea.
What we're here for.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a great thing for us.
So we can really break it down and see how all
those things are connected.
Yes.
Mr. Coronado.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. Good idea to do a workshop. But the other issue we have here is what we're using in terms of the research and the staff development, is that, and we need to identify it, is that really a sole source for what we're seeking? And if it's not, then let's have our workshop, go out for bid, and the people that we're going to use, we don't have to pick one, we can pick two or three of the staff development we're going to use for whatever that we think is going to go above that. So just like we do with any other professional, just what we do with other professionals when we want to pick from, that we pick three or whatever, independent third.
That would be more of like an RFQ, right? It's like
right, an RFQ, request for qualifications for what we want. And that way there's no issues. There's no questions about it. And do it prior to the start of the year so that these issues don't ever come up.
Yeah, that we already know. When our budget is set, we know what's going for those.
Right.
So does that make sense? Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. With that, I move to approve.
Ms. Murray,
yes, ma'am.
I had a question regarding budget amendment too. Before you approve it, I'm sorry. It's budget journal entry number 293036 and 293046. And it just says on the explanation, this budget amendment is to transfer out funds from the general operating fund into the state compensatory fund due to an increase in the state compensatory allotment.
Yes. So when we monitor the state funding template, and every couple months they update what the district has allotted as far as the different programs and whether or not as a whole we get additional revenue. And so the report that came in at the end of March indicated that there was an increase to the state comp ed fund. So what we need to do is, because it's one big pot of money, that what we call the local, however we're required to pull out into the different programs, special ed, bilingual, and state comp ed is one of them, CTE is another. So when we see an increased requirement for state combed, we have to pull from the local pot to allocate it to the state.
So we have to deposit it into the general and then when, okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Okay, thank you.
And Chair, you have a follow-up question. It's kind of tangential to that, but every spring we always have our attendance issues. Mm-hmm. Have we?
I'm happy to announce that we have mastered a portion of our state funding template because, every spring in March we get that surprise additional funding that we have to we're required to spend. We feel that we've identified how we can detect that in the early fall, so that by October we allocate additional funding if needed and avoid the second part of our expenditure requirements. And so we're hoping that next fiscal year we're gonna be ahead of the game instead of trying to catch that state funding template formula that's
okay.
Quite extensive.
All right.
That's it. Okay. I have one more question, and this one we did not pull, but I'd like to ask you. I just looked at this and read it. T, approval of Alderete Middle School Bond Project 127. As that's worded, it sounds like we're approving it. We all know that we're not. We're actually disregarding it, saying no to it.
Is that
correct?
The point?
Yes.
That was presented in the minutes.
Uh huh.
That's what it was.
Do you feel that it's clarified well enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. With that, I move to approve our budget amendments as presented.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Gomez?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
And Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Motion passes. Mr. Medina?
All righty. So we're on item L.
Yes, sir.
So we have an item that is the approval regarding the district's official symbols, school colors, FM local. And in particular, it says the district's official symbols are as follows. Colors are orange and white with a blue trim, preferably Columbia blue. After a long discussion, especially with the coach up here, we decided to go with the royal blue. And after some meetings with the community, it was brought to my attention that, you know, after that, it also says the mascot is the eagle. And then below that, these are also the official symbols of Canutillo Elementary School, Canutillo Middle School, and Canutillo High School. Well, that only covers 3 out of the 7 campuses. So the recommendation here is to modify this policy to not just change it from Columbia blue to, I think the recommendation is even now blue, to leave it sort of, you know, you get blue that you want. It doesn't have to be a royal blue, it doesn't have to be a Columbia blue, it just has to be a blue. But also to identify the individual colors at each of the campuses, because it only allows for each campus to select colors for graduation. So I'm wondering if there was a way that we could rewrite this policy that indicates that the district's official colors are orange and white with blue, trim blue, and that the individual campuses, through the administration, provide their official colors that they have already sort of adopted, you know, the fact that we have Bill Childress that's green and gold. We have, you know, AMS that's gray and orange or whatever. I just think we need to standardize them so there's no question, and also to make it well known that our booster clubs are our booster clubs in support of our children's activities at those campuses, and that they must also follow, you know, the logos and the colors of that campus or that sport. With that, in the discussion.
So do you write in there, each campus has selected colors for graduation as follows, and list all the campuses and put their colors?
An administrative red would be better.
That's where I was going to go with this, is a red.
We don't want to, because the policy is going to have to be approved by board. And so we have our official colors in the district and our title deal schools, the originals. But if we started listing every one, like once every campus came in, it would have to be a new policy
addition to the policy.
Yeah, and it would have to go through the second reading too. So I would recommend the administrative red on the other campuses.
And that way,
maybe we could put it in there, and then put that other campuses would be added to administrative red as follows, whatever that legal terminology is.
So are you suggesting that we take out schools here and say in regs?
Any other future campuses or schools, whatever we want to use? What's the better term?
I just want to get rid of the schools here that are there.
Would
now
be listed in an administrative
what administrative
regs. What does it say?
It's underneath. It says that these are also the official symbols of Canutillo Elementary, Canutillo Middle, and Canutillo High School.
So you want to eliminate that sentence?
I'd like to eliminate that sentence.
Okay.
And possibly reference an administrative reg that's to be developed at a later date that references the official colors for each of the campuses.
And then each campus may select colors for graduation. That sentence also you want to remove, or you are okay with that?
Well, what do you guys think?
I think we should let the campuses select, because sometimes they want to use black, gray, white.
It's like early college.
It's like,
but then that's where we get where we're at today, is where we don't have any standard sort of colors, and we have those complaints, you know.
Complaints from whom?
That the schools have their colors. Yeah,
but for graduation.
The unfortunate part is the regs can be changed, and if we leave it at the reg level, that it may be changed. So that's another this concern.
That's why this was written like this on the three schools it has, because there was such a push, such a desire that we don't ever change the heart of Canutillo, which is the elementary school, the high school, the middle school, Canutillo Elementary, Middle, High.
That's true.
And that these would always,
that's
for perpetuity, be this. That is exactly
that's true.
Why
that's
this
why we
was
did
written
it,
like
so
this.
Those cannot be touched, and the
right,
other
they
ones
cannot be, because there was a, you know, there were thoughts of, oh, well, we'll change that school to something else, and the board said no. We wanted in policy that these are. This is the basis of our whole community, these three schools. And they always were Eagle, and that was why we broke this into policy, so that no one would have the ability to, you know, look at this lightly, that it had teeth.
Absolutely.
That's why we do it. That's right.
It is.
So for clarification then, colors are orange, white, with a blue trim, period.
Correct.
Right. Or you want me to remove the royal blue? So it's just going to be blue trim.
Yes. Okay. And remove preferably Columbia blue.
Okay. And then
we're removing Columbia blue.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Columbia
blue.
Just
going to
say blue trim. And then the mascot is the eagle. We need that. And then we're putting back in then that sentence that applies to those three campuses.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to leave that because of the core, Kenti, and I understand that. Should
but
we add something
last,
about the other campuses?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. We
yes.
could add an additional sentence referencing the
regulation.
Administrative regulation pertaining to the additional campuses.
Yeah.
Does that?
Yeah. I think more than anything, what we don't want to do is restrict the campuses, especially in these hard financial times, to something that's cost, you know, prohibitive, especially when we're talking about Columbia blue.
Right.
Columbia blue is just hard to find. And, you know, I would just hope that the administration would convey the concerns that we keep the colors consistent, that they are followed. When it specifically says the official symbols of Canutillo Elementary, Middle, and High School, that they're orange and white with a blue trim, that's sort of the direction that it's given. So that's it. And with that, I make a motion to make changes to FM local official symbols as discussed.
Can you also have a conversation with administrators and those who decide that this is...
That's what I was saying to convey.
Because I remember at one point, even the band director, you know, at one point that our soccer team was all black, you know, was when we were in the Final Four. It was like, that's not our colors, and I went to go watch them, and it's just, you know, they go off board, so I don't know if there has to be training on this or what.
A lot of it has to do with sports-specific uniforms, because as the coach indicated before, you don't want, you know, a girl's track uniform to be white, you know, white shorts. Yeah, so, I mean, you get that specific, it becomes a wreck. So, and that's where the administration comes.
What I'll do is I'll go ahead and bring those changes that you all are recommending for the second reading when I bring this policy. And then for our next committee meeting, policy committee meeting, we'll draft something as an administrative reg with input from the campuses, and that'll be brought forth for y'all's review.
Thank you.
Yeah, the motion is out to approve the official, to approve the policy change on FM local official symbols, to remove Columbia blue, and to change it to just blue trim.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Gomez.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. Motion passes. Next agenda item, please.
6. New business. A. Discussion and possible action to approve resolution addressing TEA audit process.
President Quintana, members of the board, and Dr. Galaviz, from the last meeting that we had, you all gave a list of items and suggestions on what you wanted to see in the resolution regarding the audit process, and particularly the TEA audit process. And so I went back, typed up the document that you all should have in front of you there, included the various items that you asked about or suggested that we include, and it's in front of you for revision. Make changes to it, or we can approve it as is. It's up to you all to decide how we move forward.
According to their, you know, new law, that we're requesting it as state officers.
You know, the one that I think they might have, are going to have, is the yearly training on the internal audit process. I'm thinking that we should maybe put something in there that every board member, new board member, should, just like they're required, the education code, that it'd be for new board members, so that they know, they don't say from the beginning, hey, I never knew about this. I think instead of every year, I think it's, you become a board member, you take this training just like you do the education code.
Yeah, just like the open meetings.
That's what I think should happen.
Yeah, we have superintendent's evaluation updates, new board member orientation, and then audit orientation. Yeah.
My understanding was they were trying to add hours to the education code, and I provided that article. I followed you as well, Rachel. They didn't require more hours of education, but the State Board of Education. So we need to provide this to the State Board as well. They require it as part of the education, whether it's the initial training like the education code, or, you know, if there's any updates like the legislative session.
I think it should be from the get-go.
Yeah, no, the education code.
I think it should be from the get-go.
We can add that to the very last whereas on the beginning.
Right.
Blue training for new board members.
Right.
And all board members across the state.
Oh, yeah, I'll leave the annual continuing requirement. We'll make it also a requirement for new board members.
Right. And that was some of the responsibility of PASO. I knew we were supposed to do that. Right? They're all saying different things.
We would need a motion to approve it with the additional language suggested by Mr. Coronado to add that the training provided to school districts regarding the internal audit process should be made a part of the training for new board members and annual continuing education requirements for all school district trustees.
So moved.
Yep.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Gomez.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Hill.
Yes.
And I would request Gustavo if you could send out a press release to.
Motion passes.
Tomorrow.
Again. Next agenda item, Ms. Gomez, please.
The discussion and possible action regarding options for cafeteria and related food services to include possible selection of third-party vendors. Providers.
Well, I brought it to the board so that we know that you guys were interested in the young courses and see if we want to carry this forward.
Is this the beginning of what we would get as an RFP?
That's correct. RFQ. RFP.
Mr. Gavin. Mr. Gavin, please.
RFP.
Range of 9 and some of the administration was on this page. It was amazing. Transition was difficult in the beginning. Ms. Aguirre was able to ask a lot of questions pertaining to the finances. But all in all, I mean, it was a pleasant surprise. I thought it was well worth investigating it, seeing what the goal was, especially since, you know, every year in May we conduct the student surveys. We, you know, we all know what the kids feel about, I don't know, about cafeteria food, that kind of thing. And I thought maybe this would, I thought it was a good way to see something different.
So, with your direction, we will be initiating discussions, concerns, because we want to make sure that our employees feel comfortable and at ease as we start doing the research. Definitely make communication with the company so that they can understand our operation and we can understand what their services are and how they would impact our services, you know. Better understanding as to how they will be a fit to our district, then of course we would have to move forward. I am not sure if they are part of a co-op or we'd have to go out for bid, but we can move on with the bid. When we did the visit, Ms. Mendoza and Ms. Quintana, if you recall, Ms. Carrasco and I had discussed the idea of perhaps looking at it as a, you know, initiating a pilot program.
Yes.
To ensure that the program would be a good fit for our district, and then move on, you know, expanding the process as we move forward.
Well, I think that's pretty much how they started, correct?
Right.
Mendoza. And I was totally impressed, and I went in there thinking I was not going to be impressed, pretty much. And what impressed me the most is that we keep our employees. They're still our employees. And the kids love it. They love the food. It looks pretty, it tastes good, it smells good, and it was just worth like
menus.
It was like a plus plus. I was totally taken. I love the fact that the kids, we talk to them and they all eat there. It increased, I think they said from 70% to 96% participation. That's a lot.
What I would like to see is, I think what we need to do is start providing the RFP. We're going that route, providing those documents, making sure that when we included in that. It's pretty much open and, you know, it's inclusive, but at the same time, it's optional. And so that way, when all that comes in, we can see the better, you know, proposal, and then compare it to what we currently have, and then see what the district wants to go that route, and what are the next steps. Just making sure that those documents are first all, you know, inclusive, the whole gamut, and then optional, so that way we can look at how is it,
how can we incorporate it? I will just give you a brief, I know that in May we will be coming forward with the update on our Provision 2 status, or what is a future of our food service program. Ms. Salcedo has been giving me a couple of updates, and it's looking positive for us, which is very good for us. But come May, we will definitely give you a full report on the outcome of our research as far as our qualifications moving forward with our free meal program for our students. And just, that was an FYI on the side.
I think it's a great point, thank you, Ms. Aguita, for bringing it up with our cafeteria workers, or existing workers, but this isn't by no means a decision that's going to adversely affect them. And I would hope as we go down this process that this is effectively communicated to them that in other places that any third-party vendor is coming, or third-party providers, that the cafeteria workers, and staff, they are truly affected, and they're still employees of this district.
And then it was something that Martha stressed, that, you know, she would have to, Martha Carrasco would have to be involved in this process as we move forward, because as an HR department, we need to reassure our employees that their job is not at stake. And so we do plan to do a thorough communication effort, research effort, to make sure that the best decision is made as far as how we move forward with the future of our food service.
Can I know that you visited Quint?
Yes.
Clint ISD and Ben Bullock, Blanco, they also had a pilot program out there. So it's one of those where there's probably enough already where we may not have to reinvent this wheel, and we're not doing this from scratch. But I do agree doing a pilot program at a campus that would effectively push the staff.
And they pretty much, the way they explained it, had the same concerns we did, mm-hmm. like our employees, for one thing. And they keep their employees 100%. They have, in other words, it doesn't change for them. It just runs a little different.
That's great.
That's all.
Just to direct.
Any other questions?
Do we need a motion?
I move to create an RFP for third party. Let's see how it's worded here. Third party providers of cafeteria and related food services.
I'll second. We have a motion and a second. Ms. Gomez.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next agenda item, please.
Item 7, upcoming events.
Ms. Carrasco, excuse me. She told me today that our gala is sold out. Actually, so yes, we do have receipts that actually people are calling today wanting to get in. So,
tell me.
Just FYI, it's May 9th, and the theme is Western.
How Western?
I don't know if Christian.
How Western? Pre 1950 or pre 1900?
Burt Reynolds Western.
But drugstore cowboy Western with the big feathers, and remember that?
I would like to make a comment because I think it reflects on the work the district's doing and the positive. I think, when people want to, for a while, one time I was like, okay, can we have it? Are people going to want to attend?
Yeah.
And I think it shows that the environment in our district is changing in a positive direction. So I want to thank administration and everybody else that helped put this together.
Yeah. And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
A whole lot.
Especially for us.
Big party. Especially
for us board members.
You are.
Sonia.
Item 8, executive session. This meeting is to be posted under Texas Government Code Sections 551.071, 551.072, and 551.074. A discussion regarding personnel matters to include completion of Part 1 of the evaluation of the superintendent and duties of board regarding travel. B, discussion with audit executive director regarding assigned audit tasks to include personnel issues, evaluation of auditor, and to receive advice from legal counsel regarding audit items. C, discussion regarding the potential sale of land to Custom Crates and Pallets. D, discussion regarding request of certain employee to address compensation and related benefits tied to leave of absence policies. E, discussion regarding recommendation of Garcia Elementary School Principal. F, discussion with legal counsel regarding H.E.B.43 and request for opinion from Attorney General's County Attorney's Office. G, discussion regarding approval of administrator contracts.
And it is 7:50.
No. Take my name, just in case.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, great. Well, the way they do it, each company is
doing it. Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't have to go pretend again. So.
No.
Did you understand? I have to go pretend again.
And they have two employees.
Better.
But and then what happens is if they don't, if they're not in compliance with rules or with what the state requires, or
so you keep them joining,
so
they're still coming to your school district.
Yes.
We're taking bets.
I'm very
Little head.
Come on.
No.
Can we say no in my office then? I just said that's it. It said sold out. Yeah.
It is sold out.
We're gonna do is make if they come in, we're gonna require that we get a pass from you guys. Because
we'll get a pass from
to accept payment.
I won't eat. I'll give up my ticket. I won't eat.
I won't eat. You can't get past the front door.
Which one is this?
Dead on.
Okay, so you said that?
I look nothing like you.
How's he going to get a picture tomorrow? Do you have the chance to get a haircut or something?
It's not tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. It's Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
Yeah,
when did you send it?
Today.
So for those of us that have to go to the hairdresser, it's not going to happen.
Why not?
Well,
she conditionally...
I'm going to go get my hair done for that morning. My hairdresser gets me in at 6:30.
I stopped going to her hairdresser. This is not a beauty contest, people.
Do you know how many people see us on the website and that I've got a picture of mine that's on the website? Yes. It looks like a darn cast for the ghost.
They told us now the directions are totally different because now it's where dark coding. The last time it was where bright colors.
You got told?
Yes, I did.
I wasn't even told that.
I look like an orange. I look like an orange.
I look like a ghost.
I look like a me.
I liked my first picture taken here.
Yes. Can't we just use our
own? Wrinkles, but
we're redesigning the website.
Yeah, we can. Can age just a little bit gracefully?
No.
And just
we are not doing that. We are redesigning the website.
Use our old pictures.
No, old pictures are not.
What about if like we all wear like a KTO shirts? A selfie.
My mother.
What about if we wear KTO shirts?
Oh no, I don't want to do
selfies.
This is from elementary.
Oh, dude, seriously?
You really didn't want to damage anybody.
Yeah, now I'm just going to read the screen.
And I will.
Drop them back.
Dude, seriously, you got to get rid of those.
I threw them away. I got rid of your pictures, Robert.
I don't need to
throw them away.
Isn't that it? Like the Sakura ones?
Yeah.
It's a door.
Yeah, I was looking through it.
Yeah.
No.
Why would I
actually go out and find a picture of them?
And then check this out.
He doesn't even look like
he's handsome.
We can see.
He looks like a young Brad Pitt's brother.
What?
Come on, take it the next
show me your dress until I'm happy with it.
Look like Chad
Pitt. What do you mean doesn't look like me? What are you trying to say? Who said that comment?
What do you mean? Does that look like that?
That's me.
Yeah.
So that means, in other words, life's been really hard on him, Robert. That's what you're saying.
Life's
been
a bitch.
Good golly. This is Robert, 2 years ago.
I want to be like the ugly duckies with the little paper bag over there. Woe is me.
What other pictures do you have?
That's all I have right now, but we're working on it. Me and my operators.
I think I didn't go to school with anyone.
Here's a picture of the stop. Right here.
You know what? You know what my yearbook says? Still what is one deep until I didn't talk.
Still what?
You what?
Still what?
No, the last part. You said something after that.
Because I didn't talk. You're making up for it now?
You always say I'm number one.
I know.
That's
why I've never gone back to a high school reunion.
I've never been to a high school reunion.
They wouldn't know me.
People wouldn't raise me.
No, they wouldn't know me.
They got
and I had sisters in front of me and behind me, and they were popular.
For me.
You were quiet back then? Just did your work? And
no, I skipped school all the time.
I like that.
They'd say, how many golden girls are there? Where'd she come from?
So you're the reason that they came up with ADA.
Yes, probably. I said skip a school in third grade.
Well done. Smoking cigarettes?
It's awesome speaking, right?
It's good.
Put a rock in my purse and went in the trolley and the train. Anybody want to hit him in the head with a rock?
I somehow feel like I'm coming. And they're worried about people at the Boston Marathon. They should be running to you real well now.
What?
You don't need
cops.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And the cops would drop me off a block from the house. I wouldn't get in trouble.
Really?
It's understandable for sure.
Yeah, they did. They said, we shouldn't be doing this. But you will, right? All right.
Should we propose?
You're the reason all these things that we have to deal with now. You're 88. You are the reason. True, that's the opposite.
And the 90% rule. And then that doesn't count what I did when I was off, when I was cooking. I was breaking it. I was going into the Museum of Art without paying.
To what?
When I did the turnstile. Did Tony eat all the
time? Is your name Ferris Bueller?
Dumb fishing. That's part of it.
Went to the Boston Red Sox game.
Caught the ball.
Snuck in Fenway Park.
Is that park still there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get
ready? Not the Green Monster.
Is our ballpark going to be ready?
The ballpark is going to be an experience like nothing anybody's ever experienced. Mm. There's buckets available for the bathrooms. They didn't lie. I mean, there is a baseball park. It's just.
It does have for us the
bathrooms or what?
No.
Have you had one?
Yeah.
They have the essentials.
It looked great.
They said that they unloaded.
It was
their
Saturday.
It
wasn't nearly finished.
Everything from a fan perspective is going to be finished. It's just the interior part that you don't see that they're still going to be working on. Mm-hmm.
So, like offices and stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
But.
They got the most important part. They had 400 and something kegs dropped off.
I'd like to know where they're going to pack.
Beer, baseball.
That park, there's a parking garage that's
been. Isn't it easier just to park up somewhere on Mesa and then just take the bus and let it drop you right off?
I think eventually that's the thing right now.
I'm just saying in Hobby Month, when you get on the bus right there, it takes you right
there.
There
you go.
It takes you with the budget. Yeah.
And it's really pretty.
And what I want to do is leave my kids waiting in the bus because I can see them from the fence at the Hoppy Monk, and I'll just like stay there.
Boom.
Gabby, yeah, watch. You can teach us about baseball.
I love baseball. I love it.
I don't like to watch
when
baseball on TV. But
what
I love
inning
it.
Is it okay to get up and go to the bathroom?
Seventh inning stretch.
Okay. That's when you don't care if you miss anything.
Well, no, you get extra time. Or whenever the Yankees are up.
Oh.
Matter of fact, they're playing tonight, Yankees. And I'm here.
Do you really watch it that much? Yeah, just don't tell me what's going on in the morning.
And I watch it. And this is what I do with the Yankees. Then I just watch the Red Sox. So I only watch half the game. I only watch the Red Sox.
I wish I could do that. You know, because if you go up to the Pacific, it's all yours. So where do you go to? If you want to go to
the yeah, because that used to be in the Boston Celtics. It used to be, you get right off the train and right into Boston Gardens. And I don't know how to tell you how many times I snuck into the Boston Gardens.
To see
Larry Bird.
Who's playing Magic Johnson. So I'm playing Magic Johnson. The Greg Michigan will play all night.
Yeah, Larry Bird is.
Hey. Just couldn't have imagined without Larry Bird. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it?
No, they're not.
Diffusers or
yeah.
There's a, you know where you put the fruit in the middle and make it.
Ah.
It's really cool and it's just got a DIT.
You have some of those?
Yes. Sorry.
Does Mike know? I got one. She gave me one. Oh, you didn't give that one?
Do you plug them into the wall? Does Mike know?
No, it's a water bottle, you dig that?
Yeah, it's like a lid. And yeah, it's cool. I have one.
And you put limes on it.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Oh, I
haven't
used it yet,
though.
But
you well, I saw them and I wanted to steal them back.
No, I didn't give a soy the one.
Yes.
Don't people do it? Look at me.
Here, get out of the bag.
You got coverage?
Yeah.
Who's dressed as the eagle?
I don't think they, thank God, I don't think they took pictures.
Got to be
I don't think they took pictures of me jumping in jello, thank God.
And I went to the EDA dressed as a chicken because they didn't have an eagle costume.
I'm dressed as a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, I'll do anything that one. Today I had a great day. Mr. Warner, you recognize me. Let me see your ears.
They recognize me. No, they do. I don't know. Oh, I went and gave a story to the kids. And so then I go to a daycare with my grandson and I went to the mom. And I had about four of them. Hi, do you remember me? I said, you told us about the leprechaun. Oh, so yeah. He said, yeah, so they're in the second grade, aren't you? Yes, you remembered.
It was true. Did you ever talk about leprechauns to the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to hear your leprechaun story.
Top of the morning for you, Maddie. I'm talking about dishes. Shillelagh.
When I go to Ireland, I'm bringing back a shillelagh. So I can hit you out
of it. What's a shillelagh?
The Watkins dip.
That's not what I heard it was, but it's very significant. The joke.
Yeah. You know.
That's what they call it. The joke, man. I didn't know it was a Watkins dip. I'm learning.
I should like it.
What did you think it was?
Don't ask him. Don't tell her.
I did. I thought it was a different
thing. Bring them. You get fresh.
I used to have them once. I did.
Did you ever catch them?
No. Almost. He always got away. But you don't understand, okay? My grandmother's from Ireland, right? And she would do, I'd go and visit her 2 weeks in the summer. And nobody wanted to visit because they thought she was crazy, but she wasn't.
The one that touched her? No.
Yeah. But she was crazy. But when Lithium was invented.
Ha! Getting a mark.
She got out, is this true? She got out of the nap. So when my father was growing up, she was in the hospital. When I was growing up, she was in the center.
She was where?
Exactly. So, and that's good to have an exceptor, right? So every night, she would say to me, and she was like, are you ready? I said, yes, ma'am. And she'd give me a shot glass, fill it with Jameson's. To the
what?
Jameson's whiskey.
I think Renee is on mute, that's not.
And so I would take the Jameson's and she'd go. And she goes, and be careful now. Don't drop it. I'm not dropping the ground. And she goes, be careful. And I put it and I walked down the steps into the backyard and we had a rabbit snake. But I didn't know it was a rabbit snare. I thought it was a leprechaun snare.
Ah.
But I didn't know what a rabbit snare was. But I put it.
So, can I stop you just really quick? So you have a grandmother that's taking some sort of high dosage medication that's then giving you a glass of whiskey,
yeah.
A shot glass of whiskey, and then taking you to a trap that probably can snap and maybe drop. I'm liking the story.
So we get there and we put it in, and then I go to bed and she will get up in the morning. And she'd say, the trap's stuck. I said, it is. You don't understand. I did this every day when I was in the room. So I got the leprechaun catcher, which everybody else calls a butterfly net. But I thought that's what it was for.
Was there still whiskey in the trap anyway?
So I went there and I moved down the steps. And she'd be behind me. You don't understand. We were on our hands and knees. Walk into those traps, crawl into the trap, and she goes, now what are you going to do? I'm going to grab them. And what are you going to do? I'm going to look right at them. And why can't you turn around? I said, because they'll just be off. Just such a simple girl. I said, I know. I got to catch them. And I open up the hands up, and she'd be behind me. You don't understand, she'd be behind me. She goes, do you come? And I said, Graham, I can't see him yet. Yeah. And she'd be like this, going like this. Because she was going to catch him for it. Can you imagine what the neighbors thought?
And she really believed that there was a leprechaun.
I'm sure she did. So anyway, so I
that's
open.
Her story.
So she opens it. Damn, he's weekend and every day of order that we keep me going.
That is cool.
I mean, she was a devil.
So you would drink the whiskey when she went to bed?
No.
And you'd go back
to bed. If it was better than liking, she'd just pull me under the bed. And I'd say, why are we under the bed? And she'd put rosemary roof around me. I said, Graham, why are we under the bed? She said, to protect you from the devils. Mrs. Morgan, they said, Are you sending your granddaughter out with the beer? She goes, then you're not sending her. Of course I'm not sending her out. She goes, the neighbor says that your granddaughter's distributing beer her wages. My grandmother said, then why don't you go to the corner and worry about the people that you need to worry about instead of these old poor Irish women? He goes, and what's your last name? Oh, and you're an Irish boy, and you're picking on Irish women. You'll go to hell for that. Yeah. And I'll be there, yeah!
This is talking so much about you again.
Yeah.
She would call you.
Yeah, I'm dying.
What would she tell? Did she tell you about where?
Were you doing that?
No. Cool. I lied. My father would say, she's gonna be a juvenile delinquent. My dad would say, gonna be?
And she's now she's associate superintendent.
Gonna be?
Achieve, believe.
Commit.
One day my uncle picked me up in Boston. He's a cop. He says, how many days of school did you go? How many days this week did you go to school? I said, I went Monday. He said, this was Thursday. He said, why don't they count your absence? I said, they like it when I'm not there.
Benefit.
I don't think they took attendance.
No, there's no ADA.
That's why they did the EDA.
No reason. Our voice was plenty.
We wouldn't be doing that now if it wasn't for you.
And there was lots of me. You should have seen the subway. It was full of us. Street kids.
So did you have a little friend that you'd run off with?
Mm-hmm. And by myself. Can you believe it? Into the city.
You have like a prison tattoo on your body, so we're like a shamrock, right? You were.
The shamrock?
Her whole back's got like the Aztec, but it's a shamrock.
I can't believe I did it when you think of it.
Before the devil knows you're dead.
I know it. May you be in heaven 30 minutes before the devil knows you're dead.
See, so it's on her back. She's telling you, isn't it?
See, if I go to Ireland, I might find me a nice Irishman.
Do you want, when we go this year to the tattoo jam, I'll take you and I'll paper half your sleeve. Look cool with it. We'll do like a leopard arms looking.
A little green shamrock.
A little leprechaun.
So it's not me, Ben.
Tattoo had it. Better break.
Oh, honey, we're going to be here for another 2 hours.
Several hours?
Let's take a bet.
Annette, was that the fastest consent agenda or no?
Yes.
Yes. The backup helped them. So.
Yeah, because they had it, they wanted to go in. They had things to talk about.
Yeah. Find out what their favorite meals are. What are their favorite meals?
I do not think of anything in the law that is a better term.
Is it because there's an open record?
But that's a master's. I don't know.
They were okay.
237,000
They called me in. They said, "Can you find the money?"
It's a nice house. It's a nice house. But don't
and
then
that's
right.
Yeah. It's direct from the door.
Those are.
$20,000 for that? No. That's what we've done. That's enough. There's still SLA in June.
Oh no! Don't find it in June. Don't find it.